This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, happy day! Happy day! Now, for some of you, you're like, why? What's so happy about it? The kids are crabby, it's hot outside. My kids are at school. School started in my neck of the woods. I live in Las Vegas. I don't know why school started so early, but here we are, mid-August, and their tushies are already in school. I cannot wait. Oh, it was awesome. I was like, get the hell out. Don't let the car door hit your butt on the way out of the car. I barely even stopped the car. It was so nice. It was like, get out. It's interesting. I mean, it's summer is heck. It's hotter than heck. We got this solar eclipse we all want to see, but the kids are back at school. Now, some other places in the country, it's later. But I got to tell you, man, you know, I love my kids. It's just I can't be around them as much as I am, even though I work all day. You know, I guess I'm so used to coming home from work and them doing homework. So when they don't have homework, what do? They spend money. They spend your money. They don't have credit cards. My kids do not have credit cards. I am scared to death of giving them a credit card because you guys know how frugal I am. I mean, if I go to Target, I will only go to Target if I have that Target, you know, credit card that gives you 5% off. Or I'll go to Walmart. But if I stop by a store and it is not Walmart prices, I'm not going to go there. So the last thing I'm going to do is let my kids get a card where they're like, oh, man, you know, why don't we go to, you know, I don't know, Boulevard Mall, not Boulevard Mall, what's a fashion show mall, and let's go to Nordstrom's. I'm like, Nordstrom's my butt. Oh, hell no. You're buying clothes at Target. So my kids aren't really, really happy with me. But, look, I have to keep them on a budget. There is just no way I could have. See, luckily, my husband, he's not a big spender. Okay? You know, a lot of people like that. Like, oh, man, you know, I think it's good because they got taste and all that. No. No, my husband likes to save money, too. In fact, I think he saves too much money sometimes. I mean, not that we have the money to show for it. But I, you know, so anyway, so my kids are in school. For those of you guys who have kids also back at school, I hope you guys are happy about that. It was an interesting football weekend. I don't know if you guys are aware, but, you know, the Raiders obviously are coming to Las Vegas. Yeah, the Chargers were in L.A. That I was not, I mean, I knew it was coming, you know, but we were at some charity event about a week ago, and they said, no, the Chargers are staying in San Diego. I'm like, no, that's not true. They're, like, playing next week. So the Chargers had a good opening first, you know, quarter, and then they really kind of stunk it up. But that's okay because, look, they're playing the Seahawks. You know, you don't really, you know, put the Chargers up against the Seahawks home game. But, you know, the stadium looked good. You know, a lot of the Charger fans were there. Everybody seemed kind of hot. You saw a bunch of them in wife beaters, but, you know, everybody wears wife beaters these days. So you saw a lot of underarm hair. But for the most part, you know, I think the L.A. Chargers, I think they're going to, you know, I think maybe the move is going to help them. Chargers have had, you know, a bunch of bad runs, you know, for a bunch of seasons. But we get the Raiders. I live in Las Vegas. The Raiders are coming. They're not coming for a couple years. But already, so Beasley Media Group, which is my flagship station in Las Vegas, Nevada, they're the team's official radio broadcast partner. Fox 5, who I've done a lot of TV work with, they're the official TV broadcast partner. And so there was a party. There was a VIP Raiders watch party. And that was fascinating because one is you had all the people that were Raider fans, that were diehard Raider fans that made it out to the city You know, because apparently they're playing Cardinals, you know, Arizona Cardinals. And so you saw these diehard Raider fans come in and, you know, you could see them a little peeved, you know, that they had to move, but the love was there. And then, you know, we're talking Las Vegas, okay? How to get Las Vegas to wrap around a sports team when you have Vegasites that are so, you know, into all, I mean, you have diehard Vegas fans for Seattle and the Broncos and me, Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. I don't know what we're going to do with Ezekiel Elliott being suspended for six games. That sucks. But, you know, that, okay, he shouldn't have messed up if he did. I still don't know what he was charged with. But anyway, so, you know, seeing people in Las Vegas start to, you know, wrap their heads around, you know, we got hockey, you know, we got NFL football, and you start to see the, you know, the blood boil, and you start to see the excitement and the fire. And I think it's fascinating because, you know, not everybody who loves the team their whole life. You know, they can get pretty hooked on it. And by the way, football loving is just as addictive as cocaine, nicotine. You really get addicted. And I'm not talking just about the, you know, money, you know, with the games, you know, and the betting. It's wanting to be a part of a team that wins. And Vegas has been, like, you know, I've lived in Las Vegas basically for years, but I've been here maybe off and on since 81. And, you know, Vegas was known for gambling. It was known for casinos. It was known for what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We had this Sodom and Gomorrah type of stereotype, and we finally shook that. And even though we were an adult's playground, now we've become the entertainment capital of the world. And there is no way to be the entertainment capital of the world without having the best DJs, the best music, Lady Gaga was here, right? The best entertainers, right? The best radio host, thank you. Thank you. For those who listen to the Dr. Dolly, yeah, this is the Dr. Dolly show, okay? Yes, I'm from Vegas. And then you have to have sports. So it's really, really exciting. Very, very exciting weekend. Kids are in school. But now we got a lot to talk about. What happened in Charlottesville is unfortunately representative of how messed up our country can be. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how police are trying out a new database for documenting opioid overdoses so that they can help get people into treatment. I mean, amazing that this falls on police's shoulders, but it does. We have a teacher who was having sex with her student for so long that she got pregnant, and I think is having this baby. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Mandy, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to get to some medical headlines, but right now, in national headlines, the car ram suspect in Charlottesville, James Alex Fields, has been denied bail. He's being arraigned for second-degree murder, 3 counts of malicious wounding, and 1 count of hit and run. The 20-year-old has been accused of ramming his car into a crowd of protesters at a white nationalist rally in Virginia. We were shocked to hear that Heather Hager, 32 years old, died. 19 were injured. And you see the footage of the car plowing into him. Apparently he was a Nazi sympathizer, from what we're understanding. And, it's horrible. You're looking at a picture right now. You see people flying from being hit by the car. And, you know, what was happening was, I guess, there were a bunch of nationalists convened in Charlottesville on Saturday to protest against the removal of a statue of a general who had fought for the pro-slavery Confederacy during the U.S. Civil War. This is being reported by BBC. So there was the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and other white supremacy organizations that coalesced under a banner of the so-called alt-right movement. They were challenged by anti-fascists and counter-protesters, and then a rally erupted to violent clashes. During the melee, Ms. Hayer was struck by a car that rammed into a crowd. And so right now we have protests and vigils in support of Charlottesville, and they were held throughout the United States. And in Seattle, police apparently have to use pepper spray to stop protesters against approaching a pro-Trump rally. So, on one end, being in America, we are so blessed to have freedom of speech and the ability to, you know, protest, to air our grievances, you know, with no ramifications. And the government is not allowed to go after us. The government is not allowed to shoot us if we hold a march. But what is stopping other people from, if this was a protest against a protest and somebody running into that crowd, it's frightening. People say, gosh, you know, are we looking at a revolution? Are we on a brink of war? You know, it's interesting. When the more we want to unite the country, the more we divide it. You know, and there's a lot of controversy, and boy, is it a big, big hot button topic on how we should approach the Civil War. You know, and approach, the Revolutionary War and times when, you know, our history might not have been what we were the most proud of, with slavery and, a lot of the inequalities that we, you know, committed against our citizens. And we didn't even allow them to be citizens until years later. And so there's a lot of controversy of, do we rewrite history? Do we change it to make it more politically acceptable? And I disagree with that. I think people need to know the truth, okay? And not an opinion, not slanted one way or the other. If President Washington had slaves, that should be in the history books. He had slaves. If the South had generals and won certain battles, okay, then they won certain battles. I mean, maybe we're getting so caught up with not wanting to upset people, you know, because it hurts them. It's like with us seeing a Nazi flag. You know, I can't stand seeing a Nazi flag. But don't take them out of the history books. Don't, you know, remove them. Don't idolize them, though. I mean, I definitely don't want to see a statue of one. But, history has to remind us of what, you know, history has to remind us of, you know, what we did in the past, the mistakes we made, and why we got to where we got to. You know, I mean, what happened during the Civil War was horrible, but it brought us to a nation where slavery was abolished. And so, nobody likes war, but, you know, things happen for a reason. And so, you know, when there's statues of certain generals and, you know, you had the South versus the North, and, you know, the last thing we want is another Civil War, right, where, you know, we have, you know, pro-South, pro-North, whatever, in terms of different factions or ideologies. You know, I think a respect for our history, but an understanding that this is something that we're not proud of, should probably be the way we move forward with this. I hate to see people die over a statue that represents something in history that people, maybe nobody agrees with, you know, what happened in history, but, you know, these are figures. These are historic figures. You know, George Washington, people revere George Washington. I mean, he's on our dollar bill. So do we remove him from the dollar bill? You know, what do we do with that? You know, it's a horrible history that we've had. You know, the pyramids. The pyramids were made off of the death and the blood and the backs of innocent people. Do we destroy the Egyptian pyramids? You know, this is where we need leadership. You know, we needed leadership from Obama, and we need leadership from Trump on this. But we can't have people kill each other over a statue. We can't, you know, it's a real shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An ex-producer of Fox News has died of what we're being told, a broken heart, hours after his son died. Dural Akil, 34 years old, was in his apartment. From what we understand, a fight broke out with a neighbor. A stray bullet entered his apartment and punctured his lung, although another report said he came out into the hallway to see the commotion when he was shot. So Akil, the 34-year-old, was rushed to Jacoby Medical Center. He later died of his injuries. When family members wanted to share the news with his father, Roz O'Kara, he was an ex-Fox News web video producer. He was found dead in his apartment. And family members believe he sustained a heart attack and died of a broken heart. Now, apparently the mom, Adio Akil, said the two were very close. They loved each other so much. They had each other's back. And we've talked about how, you know, death of a loved one, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a child, etc., you know, the hours and days surrounding it are the most dangerous, because that's when people could die of a heart attack. There is a GoFundMe page. I have the link on my website under the article talking about broken heart syndrome. But there's a GoFundMe page for the family. So is broken heart syndrome real? We talked about this with Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds lost her daughter and then one day later died. This broken heart syndrome has an official medical name. It's called Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And we've seen cases. It was first seen in Japan. But we've also documented cases in U.S. and other countries. So the stress of the loss of a loved one puts so much strain on their heart that they're too vulnerable to withstand the injury when they have a heart attack. So the heart tries to compensate by enlarging. And then we see a bulging apex of the heart. And so that's how you get this cardiomyopathy. And they say what ends up happening is it's really induced by stress. So heart attacks are usually caused by clogged arteries. But this broken heart syndrome appears to be a rush of stress hormones. So you have cortisol, you have adrenaline, and when the stressors cause these huge spikes of cortisol and adrenaline, it starts this cascade. People get chest pain, shortness of breath, blood pressure changes, but they actually see the heart enlarge. And the heart enlarges to compensate for low cardiac output, arrhythmia, abnormal heart rhythm, etc. So then what happens is a person could go into heart failure or cardiogenic shock because the heart doesn't pump enough blood into the body. So remember, a heart attack is where you have arteriosclerosis, clogged artery, etc. But BHS, or broken heart syndrome, is more of a surge of hormones. Now, usually we treat broken heart syndrome like we would treat a heart failure patient. Diuretics, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, because we want to reduce the workload of the heart. Sometimes people can get a heart attack while they're having broken heart syndrome. So, we can't handle stress, we can't handle the death of a loved one, we can't predict when that happens. But most importantly is making sure you're healthy to begin with, avoid alcohol, tobacco, etc., and make sure you're around loved ones. The grieving process is not to be stopped or artificially curtailed. Okay, people need to grieve. And then we talked about guilt also, which could be a factor. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a former Ohio high school teacher was impregnated by a teenage boy during a three-year sexual affair. Despite the teen's father raising concerns about the relationship to school officials. This is being reported by Fox News. Laura Lynn Cross, 36 years old, was indicted last week on three counts of sexual battery from August 1, 2013 through August 6, 2016. The teen's father, who did not identify himself, told News 5 Cleveland that he raised concerns to Buchtel High School, officials and to Talmadge Police in 2012 when his son was a freshman. But no charges were filed, so a freshman could be like 14 years old. He said it was a straight failure from the system, from the school, and definitely from the police. Apparently, Cross resigned from her teaching position back in 2015 and convinced the teen's mother, who reportedly had custody, to allow him to move in with her through a court-approved partial parental custody arrangement. The 36-year-old teacher told the teen's mother that she could mentor him and filled her Facebook with posts of her and the teen. Officials filed charges last week after police learned she had a child with the teen, which was kept secret until somebody contacted the teen's dad. The dad said, first of all, she's a school teacher. To get aroused by a child, basically you have to be a sick individual, he said. So the teacher is now being held in the Summit County Jail on a $100,000 bond. Yeah, they're showing pictures of her and the teen, and they look like a couple. The teen's face is obviously blurred out, but I just don't understand how this went as far as it did. And now she has a baby with the kid. That's crazy stuff. You know, I don't get that. You know, you see these cases of, you know, teachers falling for students. And you see it a lot with women. You're seeing, like, almost every other week you're hearing of a woman who, I guess, was able to goad their teenage high school student into sleeping with them. And I'm really confused by that because, you know, we women, especially as we get older, we have more of a motherly type of, I don't want to use the word attitude, but instinct. You know, with your students, you know, the big thing that we have to prevent doing is momming them. And I make that mistake all the time with my medical students. I'm like, oh, my little baby doctors, my babies. You know, and I told you guys once, I was just so, so proud of them that I almost lactated. I mean, you know, my students, to me, I have this motherly type of thing, you know, because they're learning and I'm teaching them. And I don't understand how you would have people out there that would look at a child. But you know what? We have very, very strange psyches out there in people where they are attracted to children. And sometimes the younger they are, the more they're attracted to them. That just frightens me. And I don't understand that because, you know, I think everything has a reason. You know, our bodies have a, you know, there's some evolutionary reason for, instinct or, you know, act. You know, we talked about this, I believe, a year ago. One of my listeners asked, you know, what would be then the evolutionary reason for there to be homosexuality? And, you know, my only guess with that one, because that was a tough one, okay, and I am by no means an evolutionist. All right, not that those exist, but my guess is the reason why is men, at the time, we're talking caveman days, very aggressive, okay? And until there were societal measures taken and restrictions and parameters, I believe that back then there was rape was just, like animals mount feet, you know, other animals. That's how it was with humans. And gay men, especially, back then would provide, trust, would provide, you know, ask any women. We love, our best friends, we would marry gay guys in a second if they'd have us. I can't tell you how many of my boyfriends were gay. Because they were trusting. You could trust them. They wouldn't pounce. They wouldn't hurt you. They wouldn't rape you. They wouldn't assault you. And so, you know, I believe if there was an evolutionary reason, because people go, if gay men can't reproduce, you know, what's the evolutionary advantage? Everything in nature. And I'm wondering if the reason why is it's because they can form some of the best relationships with women, allowing women to retrust men. And not, otherwise women would be completely scared. We're talking the caveman days. Women would be completely scared of, you know, being around another male. You know, so I don't know. Again, it's, that's for those of us who try to figure out, you know, whether Darwin's survival of the fittest, comes into play all the time. And I gotta tell you, every one of my gay male patients was so healthy. They took care of themselves. You know, rarely had a cholesterol or diabetes issue. So there is an evolutionary advantage. We're still, we need to, you know, write these things down. You know, somebody needs to write down what I say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People falling off, however, the gene pool are these men who are snapping penis pictures and airdropping them to random women riding on the subways. Have you guys heard about this? All right, this is ridiculous. Apparently, men commuting on New York City subways have reportedly been taking pictures of their penises. And then what they do is, via iPhone airdrop tool, you can airdrop your picture. Now, I don't use airdrop a lot, but it's interesting. So my airdrop is called Michael Fassbender. All right, and so I guess if somebody wanted to send me something, there's this button or something that they push, they send it through airdrop, and you could find somebody nearby you and just send what you have to the phone and not by text. So you don't even need to know their text, their phone number. You don't need to know their email. You just need to be in the vicinity, and you could quote-unquote airdrop because there's a signal that picks up on that. So I guess Brenda Carlson, 28 years old, to the New York Post, she had received an unusual request from an unknown contact July 27th while riding aboard the 6 train en route to a concert. Carlson accepted the request to view the message, and then she was petrified. It was a huge close-up picture of a disgusting penis, she said. It really felt like someone had actually just flashed me. She said she was able to receive the unsolicited photo from the stranger because the tool was customized to quote everyone rather than her saved contact. So people do have the ability to restrict who airdrops. And the airdrop tool was released back in 2011. For those of you that don't know what to do with your phone, me too, I have so many things on my phone I don't know what to do with. Allows users to easily transfer files and images to people in their vicinity without occupying storage space. And so you tap share, then select the person you want to share it with, and then airdrop does the rest using Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. You don't have to set up, the transfers are encrypted, so what you share is supposed to be secure. So if you do not want to get a picture of a body part on a subway, just turn your tool to receiving off. Apparently there was another one departed train at Penn Station, and an invitation entitled Eduardo's picture popped up. So apparently, again, she turned it off, and then there was, yeah. So I don't know what it is, but, you know, in the olden days, you had people that would flash. You know, they would walk around the city in a big trench coat and then flash because they, I don't know what the fetish is, but I guess people just want the shock factor. Now they're doing it through iPhone. Doesn't anybody have a job? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you
ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know how nobody eats a fruitcake? Well, apparently we have proof that somebody didn't eat their fruitcake about 106 years ago. Over the weekend, we heard that a fruitcake from Robert Scott Expedition is still intact and almost edible. And it's about 106 years old. It was found after a discovery in Antarctica. Conservationists unearthed an ice-covered fruitcake they believed once belonged to the British explorer Robert Falcon Scott. This is according to the New Zealand-based Antarctic Heritage Trust this past week. And the fruitcake is 106 years old. The program manager said it's in excellent condition, and the trust said that it smelled almost edible. You know somebody took a lick.
You know, somebody was like, you know what, I'm going to, here's the thing, could you eat something 106 years old if it was preserved? I mean, I'm looking at the packaging. It looks like there's some wax packaging, but it was apparently in a metal tin. If it really was a vacuum-sealed container with no bacteria, maybe, but I sincerely doubt it was kept sterile. Now, it was in freezing temperatures, so there's a chance that any bacteria that did grow on it froze. So they could technically heat it up, kill off any of the bacteria, if they wanted to try a taste. So, you know, someone's going to taste it. They will. I mean, they're going to culture it, they're going to whatever, but I don't know why. I mean, you know, if it was chocolate, yeah, I can understand my falling all over myself trying to take a taste. But it's fruitcake. Nobody eats fruitcake. Anyway. All right. So they say the cake, dated to the Cape Adare-based northern party of Scott's Terra Nova expedition. This was between 1910 and 1913. And it was found in Antarctica's oldest building. It was constructed by a Norwegian explorer team in 1899 and used by Scott's team in 1911. The fruitcake dessert was found wrapped in paper and in its original tin-plated iron alloy tin container. And it was made by the British biscuit company Huntley & Palmer's. Now, I guess Huntley & Palmer's boasts that its biscuits were exported all over the world, and their tins have turned up in the most unexpected places. So I guess they still exist, this company. Boy, what a commercial for them. Lizzie Meek, a program director for Artifacts, said the cake was surprisingly well-preserved. There is a very, very slight rancid butter smell to it. But other than that, the cake looked and smelled edible. This is no doubt the extreme cold in Antarctica has assisted its preservation. Now, the cake was among the 1,500 artifacts collected from two huts by a team of conservationists that was working at the site since May 2016. And they said this fruitcake was one of the biggest surprises. Why did they haul a fruitcake to the South Pole? Maybe because it's a high-energy food. Maybe it was a favorite item. You know, they say it still is a favorite item. Where? Well, remember, this is, you know, in Europe, they like things differently than we do. Okay, we make fun of fruitcakes and logs and rolls and all sorts of other stuff. But over there, they're probably like, no, this is good. You got cake. You got pieces of fruit in it. Well, look, we eat carrot cake. We stick vegetables in our cake. So, you know, who should be made fun of? Miss Meek explained to National Geographic, fruitcake was a popular item in English society at the time, and it remains popular today. Living and working in Antarctica tends to lead to a craving for high-fat, high-sugar food. Fruitcake fits the bill nicely, not to mention going very well with a cup of tea. See, I don't like tea and fruitcakes. This just blows my mind. This is so cool. I'm sorry, I have to talk about this. This is cool. So other artifacts that they found were tools, clothing, badly deteriorated meat and fish, rather nice-looking jams. The artifacts were flown to Christchurch, New Zealand, and they were conserved at a lab at the Canterbury Museum. So the next phase will be conservation work on the buildings at Cape Adare and first in Antarctica, and the only examples left are humanity's first building on any continent. They say everything found will be returned into its original resting place in accordance with the site's status in the Antarctic specially protected area. So now somebody's going to eat it. Yeah. So I guess what do they have to do? They have to remove the rust, chemical stabilization, coating of the tin remnants, deacidification of the tin label, and repairing of the tin wrapper and tin label. So that's what they have to do to make it look like it's back to where it is. So what were they made of? Well, back then they were made of flour, rice gluten, wheatmeal, sugar, lard, salt, sodium bicarb, water. They were baked to a final water content of 5%, and each biscuit weighed 2 ounces. Wow. Apparently, modern researchers show that the polar party's daily ration of 4,100 calories was 800 calories short, and their diet was deficient in vitamins as well as energy-producing elements. That's because they didn't eat the fruitcake. So, from what we understand, his second trip to South Pole was ill-fated. He and his companions made the trip to the bottom of the world, only to find the Norwegian team had beaten them to it by 33 days. on their way back to base in 1912, trekking through severe weather and struck by frostbite, starvation and exposure, the British explorers all perished. Man, well, sad though, very sad, but fascinating that we get to see fruitcake. Big Ben, the huge clock bell of Britain's Parliament, is going to be silent as they undergo a 4-year restoration project. So the bongs of Big Ben will be stopped after chiming noon August 21st to protect workers during a $38 million repair project on the Queen Elizabeth Tower, which houses Big Ben and its clock. And it's not going to resume service until the year 2021. If you've ever been to London, it's right near Parliament. It's gorgeous, right along the water. And then you see Big Ben, and it's like, oh, it's like, hey, Ben, what's up? Steve Jags, keeper of the Great Clock, said Monday that the clock mechanism will be dismantled piece by piece, and its four dials will be cleaned and repaired. So apparently they've been doing this. Apparently they've been stopped several times since it first rang in 1859. But they say this time is going to take the longest, it's going to be the longest period of silence. Parliamentary officials say they will ensure that the bell still sounds on major occasions like New Year's Eve and Rembrandt Sunday. So, I guess BBC broadcasts the bongs every evening before the radio news. I didn't know that. Yeah, a lot of things happen that I guess we don't know about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 10,000 gallons of illicit alcohol are seized, right, by the Mexican government from a whole bunch of resorts and nightclubs in Cancun and Playa del Carmen. Apparently, a 20-year-old Wisconsin woman drank tainted alcohol, passed out, and then drowned in the pool. Fat Tuesday down there in Cancun, the bar, has been temporarily shut down. Apparently now, American tourists traveling to Mexico are being warned of drinking this tainted alcohol. Mexican government has confiscated 10,000 gallons of it. They say the woman, Abby Connor of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, was on vacation with her brother, mother, and stepfather at the Palacio del Mar Hotel in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. She had been swimming in the pool with her brother. They went to a swim-up bar. They got a shot. Then she was swimming around, and then she just passed out. Both were floating in the pool. Abby face down and not breathing. Austin had a large lump in his head and a severe concussion. They were taken to the hospital, but shortly after she was found brain dead. And so this is horrible. I don't know what they tainted it with. We're going to look this up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.